Hello, fitness fans. It's Karen McCoy here, creator of the original 10-week Best Shape of Your Life Challenge. We are heading into challenge season, so this time of year I always get tons of emails asking me questions about the challenge. So this audio is for those of you who have signed up for the challenge and those of you who just want some more information about it. I seem to have the same questions asked all the time, and I thought I will do an audio to see maybe if I can fill you in a little bit on what the challenge is about. So the 10-week Best Shape of Your Life Challenge, I started 7 years ago, and I started it as a way of being able to provide a real full hands-on multi-dimensional program to women anywhere in the world, and to make it affordable and accessible. As long as they had a computer and a gym to train in, I could give them a quality program. What I saw, the biggest barrier to people not continuing with a fitness program, falling off the bandwagon, was not so much a lack of motivation or information. It really was about fees. It was about the cost, and these days you would pay a trainer anywhere from $40 to $95 an hour for a program. And so I saw clients paying for that, but they were really quite limited and held back on having further training sessions because it costs so much money. And you can't progress in your workout without having a change in your workout. And so you need to have a trainer with you for a certain amount of time. And you need that trainer not just to go into the training, but we need to look at nutrition. We need to look at different styles. We need to accommodate different cultural backgrounds and seasonal eating and likes and dislikes. And also, we really have to tend to the mental and the emotional and the spiritual. And most gyms, most trainers aren't equipped or don't have the time, and it's not included in the fee to do this. So I thought, my gosh, this is what's missing. How can we put all of this together in an affordable, quality program to be able to access from anywhere? So that was how the 10-week Best Shape Challenge came up. I was limited in my ability to go out to the gym and train people because I needed to be home with my son more. And so people kept saying, you can't do fitness long distance. You can't be a trainer without being in the gym with people. And I went, no, that's nonsense. I believe in my people. I believe in clients that if you give them quality instruction and you're always there to support and empower and encourage and there's accountability built in, that client can take themselves to the top of excellence as long as you're there with them the whole time and as long as you've structured a program that allows them to constantly be in touch and constantly be motivated, and you're constantly giving science-based quality information on training and nutrition and mental and spiritual info as well. And that's what's really, really missing. So that was why I created the challenge 7 years ago, and I run it 3 times a year, and so we're coming into challenge season again this year. So with that comes a lot of questions. It's full on, and it's on my website. You can take a look at what we do throughout the weeks, but let me just go over some of the most often asked questions. I've got 10 of them here. Very quickly, number one, how does the challenge work? How it works is every Friday we meet. Every Friday is a new lesson. And so I do audios, I do Q&As, I send them out to you. We have coaching calls. We have a private Facebook page. We have email. We have Skype. Whatever it takes, but every Friday is your check-in time. So you go to your computer, and I open up the week's lesson for you. There's training videos. There's workout cards. There's suggested sets and reps. We look at different training techniques, and there's always a nutrition and lifestyle lesson to go with it. So we build week upon week upon week. So every Friday is our check-in time. Over the years, I've learned that Friday works better. You can start your training on Saturday. Some people start it on Monday. It doesn't really matter. But Friday, late afternoon, evening is usually the calm down time when you can sit down with either a cup of tea or a glass of wine, whatever you prefer, whatever time of the day it is, and you can go over that week's lesson. I'm also there on audio as well. And I summarize what we're doing, and then I answer any of your questions that you've had throughout the week. I'm always there via email, but I will take the most pertinent questions and do a Q&A for you as well. So that's how we work it. It's pretty basic. And again, it's so flexible. It's built around your schedule. So if I ask for 3 weight training days a week, there are parameters around it. as far as how much time rest is needed in between different muscle group workings or whatever it needs to be. You learn this through the challenge, but basically it's your schedule. I have women in other countries where I have some in Saudi Arabia where their work week starts on a Saturday, starts on a weekend, and it doesn't start on a Monday. And so everybody's different. We're all different. And some of us are nighttime people. Some of us are daytime people. I have a lot of shift workers, people that work throughout the night, and then they switch to working in the day. So this has to be flexible for women of all walks and all workplaces and anywhere in the world, right? So that's how the challenge works. The second question I often get asked is, how much weight can I lose? Honestly, first of all, I just want to quantify by saying we're not here to lose weight. We're here to lose fat. Now, having said that, not everybody is here to lose fat. I find that the majority of women do, but there are actually some women that are exceptionally lean and thin, and they want to gain. And so I work with women individually because we're all snowflakes. We all come from a different place. We all have different genetics. We all have different needs. But back to the weight loss, if we're talking fat loss, I've had some women lose 2 pounds. I've had some women lose 13 pounds. I had one woman lose 17 pounds on the challenge. So it all depends, but what we want to make sure is that we're losing body fat, not body weight, because that weight is muscle or bone or water, and we do not want to lose that. We're here to shape and tone and tighten and change our physique. That's why I focus on weights. So I always say we're not boot camp babes. We're weight training warriors. And so this is for the 40-plus woman or 30-plus woman. I have 50, 60, and 70-plus women, but it's for women who want to add shapely muscle, want to change their metabolism, want to up their metabolism, want to shift the landscape, the fat-to-muscle ratio. They want to add a bit here, take away there, and the best way to do it is with weight training. It truly, truly is. And so I've been doing this for 30 years. So if you like your cardio, that's great. We incorporate it, but weights reign. So weights are king, cardio is queen in my program, and we learn about that. And I know that's tough for a lot of people to understand, but truly, if you're doing cardio and you're not doing weights, you are ripping that muscle off your body. That's your metabolism, that's your shape, and that's your tone, especially as you get over the age of 35. So weights have to come first. We fill in with cardio. So we major in weights, we minor in cardio. So the fat that you can lose varies depending on your genetics, depending on your age, depending on whether you're on medications, depending on your pH balance, your sodium potassium levels, your acid alkaline. There's so many different genetic factors. All we want to see is success in your corner of the woods, right? Because we're all very, very different. So the weight can be anywhere from 2 pounds to 18 pounds. I've had that in 10 weeks. So it is amazing what women can do on this challenge. Third one, how much time is involved? It changes. At the start, as you're learning how to properly lift weights, I take you right back to basics. I have a lot of people saying, well, I've done weights before. Maybe this isn't advanced enough for me. Maybe I need to, or I've been a runner. I've been a swimmer. I've been a track and field, so I'm pretty fit. What I do say about that is, our work with weights is very exercise specific. So I can take a runner and I put them on weights and they're sore all over again because it's a different system. It's a different focus. And so being fit is it's a perspective and it's definitely a continuum, right? It's different for everybody. And there's fitness in different areas as well. So we're doing weight training. So I need to bring you right back, and the time involved depends on you. If you've done weight training, you can pick up on how to move, how to lift, how to breathe, different hand positions, different foot positions, different pieces of equipment, different barbells, different dumbbells. Everything's different. Everybody's working in different gyms. So the time involved will get shorter as you progress and you learn the lifts faster. But I would say the first week you're generally training 3 days a week. You're also doing cardio. You can do that in the gym on your off days, or you can do it at home, or if you have your favorite cardio, whatever you're doing on the side, keep doing it. And anywhere from an hour to an hour and 20 minutes, 3 times a week. So that's how it starts. And then from there we progress to 4 days a week and then 5 days a week. Honestly, 3 days a week is minimum. If I can get you 4 days a week, it just turns over into a magical place. 5 days a week, if I can get you devoted to five, it's even better. Everybody's different. We just work from where we're at as long as we're progressing. Can you train at home? I get this asked a lot, and what I say is the dropout for training at home is really high, and for obvious reasons. And when I go to a gym, I have that time structured. I have that hour or hour and a half, depending on my workout. It's structured, and I'm going there to do work. So there's no diversions. Also, you're in an environment where other people are doing their work, and so there's more motivation, and there's just more equipment. So what I say with at home is, everybody's at-home gyms vary. You know, if you're blessed to have a full at-home gym, great. But most people aren't. And so they'll have a few dumbbells, they'll have a few barbells. They'll always have a piece of cardio equipment. Some girls just simply cannot get from home to gym, and they alter the training to suit them, and I'm there to help them along the way for sure. So it depends. But I would honestly say to get the best workouts, that's why we have gyms. Because the gyms have the equipment in there that help us to progress and to hit our bodies from different angles, to hit our muscles from different angles, and to try up different pieces of equipment and free weights. And we need both. And so we don't need a gigantic gym, but we do need a nice selection of it. So if we can get to a gym, it would be best. And a lot of people say, well, my gym doesn't have this piece of equipment, and you're saying this. We had general rules about what to do if you don't have, say, a hack machine or a Smith squat machine. We go through that in the challenge. And I have videos. I have over 900 videos of different exercises, so I can always find you something to do. But we always keep the sets up. So we don't not do our three sets of hacks if we don't have a hack machine. We have to add those three sets in somewhere because I need to keep the intensity and the work on your muscles to build up your immune system, your nervous system, your recovery system, because that is ultimately key in weight training and any kind of physical activity, is the consistency and keeping and strengthening your recovery system, your recuperative system is really, really key, and especially as we get older. Number five, do you provide menu plans? Oh, I get this asked a lot. In other words, am I going to tell you how to eat? I'm going to show you how to eat. I'm not going to tell you what to eat. So this takes a little bit longer, and some people resist because we're often used to the cookie cutter where we can go to a magazine and pull out a menu plan, or the trainer at the gym gives us menu plans, and almost everybody will lose weight on those plans because they're quite limited. They cut out food groups. They lower the fat, you know, all sorts of different things. And there may be an excitement at the start of it, but you usually can't sustain there. And what I say is, my kitchen is not your kitchen. It's very different. My lifestyle is not your lifestyle. And so I do show you menu plans, but I don't show you right away because women often want to go straight for the menu plans, straight for tell me how to eat, show me what I'm going to eat. So we go through. The first week is all about protein, 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 protein. Second week is all about carbs. Third week is all about fats. Then we get into basic supplementation, not crazy stuff. And again, I see in this industry everybody wanting to jump to the sports supplements as if sports supplements are going to make the physique, and they don't. But what's happened is the fitness industry and the wellness industry has become so much about marketing and supplements and everything except for the work that we do in the gym. And the program and the person doing the program is ultimately the key to success. All the other stuff is icing on the cake. It's not the cake itself. So I take you right back to basics. So I will provide menu plans. We also have lovely cookbooks. I have tons of different articles. You guys will be on a private 10-week challenger Facebook page where I upload various recipes and all sorts of different things. There's tons out there. There's no shortage of it, but we don't start there. My goal is to get you started in the gym lifting. Then we talk cardio. And we clean up your diet, and we build your diet up from the macronutrients, okay? So that's kind of how we need to do it. I need to bring you right back to basics. What I ask of all people coming to the challenge is they need to turn off the internet, and they need to turn away from well-meaning family and friends and other people in the gym, because they'll all tell you how to do it. Current trainer and coaches aside, family and friends do not have the knowledge. They do not have the experience or the certification, but they're reading stuff on the internet. And what I say is, more is not better, better is better. This is not about more information. This is about knowledge base and experience. And you need to listen just to one counsel, to one leader. And all I ask is that you listen to me for 10 weeks, because you will get confused. and there's conflicting info out there, and I'm so thankful I started on this journey 30 years ago, because I would hate to be coming into it now as a coach or a trainee, as a client, and going, oh my gosh, so because there is so much out there. But what I say is, what you need to do is you need to learn about your body. You need to learn about what works for you and alter it to you. And people say, what's the best diet plan? I don't follow diet plans. If you want to know the best diet plan, look to your cultural background and look to the seasons. And those are two things that we work with in the challenge. And then after the challenge, I have almost 200 women on my Healthy Living program, which is my monthly program, and it's all about living in season, and it's all about living according to your cultural background, and we build from there. So this is the warrior woman way, as we call it. And so you women on the challenge are now moving into becoming warrior women. You'll see. It's a lot of fun, and it's very freeing, and it's intuitive training and eating, and it's the way it's supposed to be. It's not rigid dogma. And it's not pumping everything into a fitness or a food app and coming out with a specific number that you follow, because that is, again, we're not mathematicians. I don't want to make mathematicians out of you. Yes, we have to learn about certain percentages, but even those change. And they can change daily, percentages of proteins and carbs and fats and calories. Your body's different, your background is different, your genetics are different, but basic rules apply. And that's what we do in the challenge, is we start with the basic rules, and we blossom out from there. But the rules have to be regurgitated. We have to relearn them, and we've moved away from them so much in this marketing hype of fitness and nutrition. Is there accountability built into it? You betcha. I am with you every step of the way. I am always available, and I'm always emailing you. We always have Q&As. We have coaching calls, one-on-one coaching calls and group coaching calls. And we also have a tracking sheet that we follow as well. There has to be accountability. But basically, the best accountability is your compliance to the program. And so I'm trusting that there is a certain level of self-discipline and self-motivation in order to do an online program. There always is, because I'm not with you in the gym. And if I were with you in the gym looking over you, yes, you would do the workout, but what about the other 23 hours of the day when you have to manage eating and shopping and making your way through menu plans? And that's where me being at the end of the computer or the end of Skype or the end of the phone or the end of the Facebook page, I'm always there. So you have that 24/7, and that's my promise to you. Some women have injuries. How will this work? Oh, my gosh. We never get to this place without having some kind of injury or limitation. I have some women saying, oh, I can't train. I've got a bad knee, or I hurt a shoulder. Well, we've got 9 muscle groups to work. So injuries are a part of life. They're a part of sport. They're a part of being an athlete. And we are all athletes in training if we're moving our bodies and trying to better them through structured exercise. And so injury is part of it. Some women may experience certain injuries on the program. We work our way through that as well. Usually it's with an already ingrained limitation or a past injury. That's why I ask everybody a certain amount of questions at the start of the challenge. I need to know where they're at, what's going on with them, and so all of my challengers get this questionnaire, and so I can kind of focus in on certain areas. But for me, I have a right knee, I have a right shoulder, and I have a lower back on the left-hand side. Those have been my areas for years. And what I can tell you about injury is that you come to know your body, and we work around not through injury. And those with some kind of limitations or injuries can usually improve it. Range of motion is so important. But also it makes us very, very good lifters, because we learn very good form. For me, with a right knee and a lower back issue, squatting was such a challenge for me. And it took me 6 months of just squatting with a bar and nothing else in order to learn to get lower and lower and lower and have the proper stance and power from my glutes and my quads and hamstrings and not my back. But I'm a very good squatter because I've had to be in order to protect my knees and lower back. And so people that say squatting is bad for both, it's not true. Actually, those are protected if you learn to squat properly. So we go through all of these different things in the challenge as well. What kind of eating plan do I use? Paleo, low carb, ketosis. if it fits your macros. There's so many different ones out there and new ones coming on board all the time. What I say is I don't prescribe to any one plan. We call it the warrior woman way in McCoy Fitness and Health. It's basically how we follow. If I'm going to follow one, I might say paleo, but I'm really whole foods. We promote whole foods. We like organic foods or clean foods. It doesn't have to be organic. It does need to be from the earth. It kind of depends. I am not into low carb because we need carbs to build muscle. There is no such thing as a no carb diet, by the way, guys, unless you're eating chicken and drinking water. So fruits and veggies are carbs, all sorts of things that we need to learn and relearn. Again, ketosis diet is just a high fat, high protein diet. Everybody's different. We can talk about all of this. If it fits your macro is the biggest one, you know, looking at high protein and sometimes high fat. And again, these should and can change daily and weekly too, depending on you, your background, your training, what muscle groups you're working that day. And so I don't prescribe to any one, but I do know of them all. And we certainly touch on all of those as well. Again, basic science-based nutrition does apply, and that's where my background as a sports nutritionist comes in play, and I'm at the master's level with the Corey Hawley Institute, which is one of the most prestigious in Western Canada, and Corey's become a wonderful mentor of mine and a wonderful teacher, devoted leader, and so I have learned and maneuvered through many different eating paths along the way, and there are basic principles that apply, but again, it is about being flexible and not having a dogma. And it seems to be the most popular one now is paleo, but there's a lot of people that just can't do paleo. There's a lot of holes in the paleo as well. So let's stay open. I always say that the women that do the best are the ones that stay open to and are willing to engage in different ways of thinking and not have to label everything. So we'll work with that. I also get people saying, I'm vegan. Lacto-vegetarian or vegetarian, I'm gluten intolerant, lactose intolerant, is this an issue? No. I don't care if you have a third eye. If you're wanting to get fit and healthy and well, I can show you how to do it. And again, this is honoring people where they're at. What we do know is that there's certain levels of protein that we need in order to build muscle. And again, when you guys are looking at, oh, well, they're saying you only need 40 grams of protein a day, or this website says you only need 60, you have to consider the source. What we're doing here is we are weight training warrior women, and so we're weight training for a reason. That's to add shapely, sexy muscle, to rev our metabolism, to shave off fat in other areas, to alter our shape, and to bring back shape, too, to tighten and tone. That's our focus. And so for that focus, sports science has proven we need, they call it higher than average protein, but we just call it average protein because personally, I believe everyone should be 80 to 120 grams of protein a day. So having said that, the source is we're weight training here. We're not doing, we're not long distance runners. Who need more carbs and not as much protein. They don't have the muscle requirements. In fact, long-distance runners, you see they're very thin up top, or cyclists, long-distance cyclists, because their body is meant to be that. It actually has to do that, has to draw the muscle off the upper body, because that is what the sport demands, and that makes a good runner. Some of the best runners are very thin and have very little muscle on them. And they have actually higher fat levels than you would imagine. But the reason for that is because the runner's body needs that to operate. So we're operating from the weight training warrior woman place, which is a different beast. So we have sports science based on that. So, again, when you turn on the internet, it depends on where people are at and where they're coming from. You're going to find different stories. So personally, I'm not gluten intolerant. I'm not lactose intolerant. So I don't believe in a dairy-free or gluten-free because I'm fine with it. And I love my yogurt. I eat my dry curds. But some people, they want to, you know, or they've heard that lactose, you know, is not good for you. Other people have heard that drinking milk tightens your waistline. I'm not sure where that one came from, but whatever. So there's all sorts of crazy things out there. Honestly, if you like it, go for it. If it doesn't work for you, cut it out. And don't buy into a diet plan just because it's what everybody else is doing or you heard somebody else doing it and they lost a lot of weight. They probably lost weight because they cleaned up their diet and were doing other things as well. Maybe they let go of that nighttime wine. You know, you just never know, right? So there's a lot of variables at play here. So rather than being stringent and cutting stuff out, let's stay open and work with your body and where it's at. What if you don't have a certain piece of equipment? Again, I looked at that saying, if you don't have a certain piece of equipment, then we beef up with other pieces of equipment or you email me and I find alternatives for you. It's pretty easy because we're all in different gyms. We all have different pieces of equipment, right? Final question, how do I transition off and stay with the healthy eating? Well, you know, the 10-week challenge, it's great because I'm with you every step of the way, but a lot of people then, they want that continuity. So this is where I give people a free trial of my monthly healthy living program, and that is a month of, you get to see what we do for workouts. We change the workout every month. It's weights and cardio and plyos and BOSUs and bands and whatever. We have the videos, we have the pictures, we have the workout cards, we have suggested sets and reps and weights, we have interviews, we have coaching calls, we have tips and tidbits videos. It's full on, and it is meant to, you know, getting there is one thing, but staying there is another. So this is meant to stay there, but it also helps you to progress in your training. So we are growing in numbers. Online training is really growing if it's done properly. A lot of people think online training is where somebody emails you a workout card and you call them once in a while to check in. To me, that's not online, because to me, online means you use all the resources available to you in order to stay in touch, and it has to be two-way communication as well. And it also, again, a big part of everything I do is tending to the mental and the spiritual aspects. So we have spiritual lessons and support every single month. It is so, so important, and you'll see this in the challenge as well. We look at belief systems. We look at self-sabotage. We look at universal principles like the law of co-creation, the law of attraction, the law of deliberate creation, all sorts of different things. These are so, so important. And many of you know my journey through many challenges and going into the alternative field and the metaphysical field, and I do a lot of healing work and a lot of energy work, and I've worked with spiritual teachers for many moons because my world fell apart and the physical world and the world of doctors and traditional medicine did not help me, and so I went into another world. I believe in both, but I truly believe in the alternative medicine and a metaphysical world in order to heal and fully incorporate into our life. Because what you see is not just what you get, and we are not just defined by our five senses. There is so much more beyond the veil. And believe me, I didn't believe it to be true, and I resisted for many moons until the universe was going to ensure that it taught me another way. And it ripped the veil from my eyes, and I had no choice but to go down that path, and I did not go lightly into that dark night. But when I came out the other side, I came out going, this is what health and wellness and fitness and being healthy is all about. So this is a whole journey, warrior women. This is a whole journey of discovery and truth and stepping into your power and being empowered, and also recognize that we're not striving for perfection. We are striving for excellence and constant improvement. We are forgiving, and we fall, but we get back on again. The ones I worry about are the ones that fall off and stay off. And so my whole job in my work and in my life is to support and empower women on this journey, and to know that we are not just defined by creating the perfect bicep or the perfect set of glutes. I'm still working on that, by the way. And but we do want to work on our glutes. But it is about the whole kit and caboodle. And so when people talk about body, mind, and spirit, a lot of them talk about it, but we truly live it. The only way out is through, and we go through the heart of it. So that's what the challenge is all about. So it is about training and nutrition and so much more. So I hope this little audio helped to fill in a few of your questions. For those of you who are embarking on the challenge with me in a little while, I am so excited, and our little group is growing. And for those of you who are interested, just email me. I'm always around, Karen at McCoyFitness.ca. All right, ladies, stay well. Thanks so much. Ciao.